You're with Raf.
This week, your unofficial history of Phillip Island. Someone says it should be translated as how to get hypothermia, because I know it can be cold there, but whether it's a delightful summer or a chilly evening, the penguins or the beaches, this is what it sounds like.
My favourite thing about Phillip Island is probably going surfing.
All right. And how often do you go to Phillip Island?
Well, I'm actually going in 5 days.
I was lucky enough to work at the Cottage Restaurant in Cowes. It was owned by the Ashton family. They made the most delicious roast dinners and desserts, and people would, there was a line out the front.
I remember going on a school camp in the late 80s, staying in a very old building. It was like a haunted sort of house that had multiple floors. First time I wore mascara, I remember a friend teaching me how to put mascara on.
Through my extended family, we built a holiday house in Woolamai Waters, went there non-stop for 20 years or more. So first loves and card games late into the night and midnight swims and things. Very fond memory of a restaurant in Rill called Poppies. It was run by three women.
Let's just say that Jane was the most amazing mine host.
During the American Civil War, a ship called the Shenandoah, a Confederate ship, visited Melbourne. And to show their appreciation, they left a cannon from the ship.
And apparently that's not true at all. The Shenandoah didn't leave a cannon. But either way, the penguins, listen to this one. Summer guest house. This is a text from Dave. David. One Christmas, a very rowdy group of friends hired the summer guest house. We had a great party one night. A few people didn't quite make it back inside to bed. One of them told me he was woken next morning to a woman screaming. He opened his eyes to find a little penguin standing on his chest, giving him a good telling off. So many of you remember the Poppy's Restaurant. Here's the fun fact. Raf, the painter your caller was referring to at Poppy's Restaurant, is Jason Monet, who lived on the island for 20 years. I think he is the grandnephew of Claude Monet, a superb artist. I bought a 27-foot mural that was originally painted for the San Remo pub. They didn't like it, so my three homes have been bought to hold it. Jason eventually moved to Bali, where I visited him. He also made the wooden cows as you drive into Cowes. That is not the only famous shop on the island. Christine, who's from Hawthorne, Cowes, and now South Yarra, has this. Morrison's fruit and vegetable shop on the main street turned into a cool place in the evening for milkshakes and mint juleps. Oh, yes, right. We all remember them. It's a place of summer firsts. Kate from Preston remembers her first job making donuts in the summer after HSC in the Cowes Bakery, 1984. Living in a tent in a caravan park with two girlfriends, spent all summer longing to be kissed and never was. And finally, Tracy wrote this. I'm writing this from Smith's Beach on Phillip Island, listening to the cars lap the Grand Prix track, a soundscape that's largely been absent this year. I love it here. The fresh air, the beautiful beaches, amazing wildlife. It's a little piece of paradise.